episode of Three and One Podcast. It's going to be a fun and educative ride. I'm so happy to have you all listening. It's the time for us to have that positivity inside us to get out of the negative world we are living right now and just try to keep our sanity. So I'm your host and uncle, Ajayi Mercy. Today we'll be talking about hastiness as we're rushing through things. That's why I asked that question. Why are you rushing? Why are you rushing? You know, you can't just ask yourself that question if you're speaking and bigger than ask yourself, why am I rushing? Okay, because it's like the era that we are living in, everybody is just on the move, on the impulse, doing everything they can, trying to make use of every single second of the day and tick off that to-do list. But at the end of the day, is it really effective? Is it really worth it? Is it really what we should go for if we want to live a productive and a life that is really pleasant? Of course, asking yourself that question, you could have answers like yes. When I'm like, I rush so that I can finish up with things, I run so that I won't lag behind, I rush so that I can get things done fast, quick. But are the advantages really, do they really outweigh the disadvantage? Do they really outweigh it? Because you're just rushing through your day, end up missing out those quality moments, those quality times, those quality things that you need to get out of life. It just sucks the joy out of everything you're doing when you're just, you skip. But like, I have a personal experience with this topic, and analyzing it really taught me a lot because I watch a lot of movies, so I'm like, I think I'm a great movie analyst. I come and said that. So like, I watch movies too. They see the world and the mind of other writers, the plot, the place, and everything. And when I watch movies, when you see this, I just skip the good part, like skip like from like 3 hours. I can't just sit down and watch a movie for 3 hours. I wanted to see the place. You know, I am watching to learn something. I still find it more comforting if I spend little time or less time doing that. And you know, just get to the juice of the storyline. And you know, the funniest thing is that if I had another chance to actually go through that movie again, I would find out there was a part I had skipped while rewatching. That was actually a golden moment. And I was like, wow, did I miss this when I watched it the first time? And I was like, wow. Skipping to the good part was not really that effective. So, as it is, rushing off to check out our to-do list, rushing off to check out our things we should do for the day, might make us feel some inner peace within us that, okay, I didn't waste my time today. But if we search deep down, sit down, and like, think quickly, okay, I actually finished everything on my list, but did I really do it well, right? Did I really do it with quality? You know, most times our minds are always busy. We always want our hands to do something that we don't feel the things around us. People around us end up living miserable because, you know, just act out of the impulse because, please, I really need to go. You're wasting my time. And then you're just giving vibe. You're just spreading negativity around everywhere you go. So, can you see that there is really like a great advantage when you take some time every moment in your day to see, okay, I want to do this, but am I doing it well? Even if it's, okay, just 30 minutes of your time you dedicated to a certain thing, just make sure that 30 minutes, even though you won't be able to spend long hours doing that same thing, just make sure that the time that you use for that particular thing was actually worth it, and you could get the quality out of what you are doing. Just imagine trying to design something and you're just in a rush to design, and then, okay, let's say you're able to design something nice in 1 hour. design something in 1 hour, and someone will actually take his time to inspect the design to check, okay, if I put this here, if I put this here, okay, and the person actually just spends 30 minutes just drawing the plan, actually creating the design yet, and you just drew the plan. And I was like, okay, if the deadline is not that long, I can actually just do this tomorrow. And then decided to push the rewards to the next day, and he actually used the next day to design what he has drawn. If you present your design and that other person presents his design, clearly the person's design is going to be okay, because it took his time to actually inspect and draw. I mean, okay, there's creativity, you might just have it in you, but still, talent is something, but artwork is also something. So you're just rushing up, you will definitely have made some mistake. You're rushing up to create a design in 30 minutes and you're like, wow, that was great speed, you just designed it, you know, you look at it, it's nice. And someone who actually took his time to plan it, and then before he starts designing, the person would even have it easy, because he already has the plan with him and the next thing is just for him to design. Then when they start complaining about your design, you're like, what? Oh, then nobody likes me, and there's another person that's drifting a little bit. But then, okay, but rushing off, what I'm just trying to say, rushing off will make you miss out on some important points that you need to actually get. And so my story, yes, that was not all. So I joined the scriptwriting class, and we were asked to, you know, write a storyline, and I was able to give a good storyline actually, because the storyline was great, and I at least had some 500, so out of 100, so it was nice. But it was time to write the Bible, that was the next step, and the Bible has contained the theme and everything, and that's to have every single detail of the character. You would think that someone that has watched a lot of movies could actually put out. I thought that too, thought so. But I started and I got frustrated, because there was not really much, I didn't really have much experience about setting the scene and all like that, because I was always just about the storyline. So at the end of the day, all my watching movie streak that I thought was helping me build my writing skills was not really that much helpful, because I didn't really pay attention. So when we don't pay attention to what we do, we end up missing out on great things. That is why, even though it's important for us to work at speed and not be too slow, it's also essential that we don't get too fast, that we end up losing quality. You know, Carl Honoré said something. She said, when we rush, we skim the surface and fail to make connections with the world or with other people. You know, when you're always in a flight, always on the rush, you end up meeting that nitty-gritty details that is actually helpful or that is actually needed. Yes, you miss out on those important points, and it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be, you know, you won't even like what you're doing, because you can't see the little things to appreciate, because you're always just like, let me just get it over, let me just push through this. We need to seriously take our time to breathe in. I mean, the nature never rushes and everything gets done, because you shouldn't have that lazy mindset, but because don't beat yourself up too much that you speed through everything, and then you come out with something with low quality. So you could just take some time out to just appreciate that little thing that you do daily. You don't have to always check out all those everything on your to-do list, but at the end of the day, did what you accomplished for that day really, did it really add the quality? Was your day really, did it really make you grow, or did you just pour yourself for that day and there was nothing you taken? You know, when you are rushing, you just give up, you just give them all out. But did you really have time to also take in and replenish your strength? It's important that as we try to challenge ourselves, as we try to do more things and we try to get better at things, we should always remember that you don't always have to do a lot of things. You don't have to always do a lot of things for it to actually be of a great quality. For your day to be, for you to say you have a day that has been well spent, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you have done a lot of things or you have ticked all your to-do list. It's all about growth. You have to practice that mindset that, yes, I want my day to be of good quality, even if it means that I go step by step, I go inch by inch, I go foot by foot. You don't want at the end of the day, when you are done with your day, you have all your energy sapped out and there's nothing left for you, nothing replenishing. Always take your time out in the day to evaluate what you are doing. Be grateful. Don't beat yourself up because you didn't finish that goal. Don't beat yourself up because you didn't finish what you wrote down that you want to finish for that day. And that brings me to also setting realistic goals. Of course, you have to set boundaries that will keep you pushing, but don't overdo it, that you end up feeling miserable and losing your self-confidence. I think the most important thing for you to do is to actually think deep, and even as you go through the day, make sure that you are doing everything you can with every strength that you have, and you are taking your time to learn from everything that you are doing. Learn from the mistakes, learn from the setback. That is the only way you could actually grow. You can't just grow from speed, just moving through your day with speed. Vroom. The next day come again, you've written down things you want to do. Vroom. At the end of the day, by the time you accumulate all what you have done, you see that you're not really that much productive. So if you really want to live a life that is actually pleasant and you really want to live, you want to have that, you really want to grow, you would learn to slow down. You learn to slow down your mind, you learn to slow down your mind, you learn to slow down the process. You don't always have to think about the ending from the beginning. Sometimes you're always in a rush to see the end product. You're starting out the new book, you're starting out the, you just started working out. The next thing you're saying, okay, it's good to see the vision. The end point should be the vision, but then the process, you should try to absorb the process, because it is what you have that you have accumulated during the process that becomes what you are. You don't have to always try to, you don't have to always try to know the ending from the beginning. That's also a part of rushing off. Like, your mind is just like, okay, your mind is just always rushing to, okay, where will I eat that body go? Where did I eat that target? That's what your mind is just running off to when you've not even started work. How will you enjoy the process if you are still worked up about how you are going to get to the end? Just take it piece by bit, step by step, and you know, before you know it, you're true. That goal that you have set in front of you, that thing that you want, is not the priority, but the person you become while chasing after what you want is what is important. So I hope you realize that rushing off doesn't necessarily have to be a good thing, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I feel the advantage is it's not really that much as effective as, or as nice as, the disadvantage. So that will be all for today. If you haven't subscribe, and please leave a comment. Till next time, have a very, very lovely day.